This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
On, everyone. Jetta Camera and actually not John Ritchie. It's Elliot Sher Parks today in for John. Great to be with you as we broadcast from Borgata on this Friday morning. Of course, 4 days of NFL free agency in the book. It's been quite a week. Day 5 today. We'll see what today holds. We know, I say it's the same thing every day. So far, more out than in. But the Eagles actually made some moves yesterday, just on the lower level variety. We'll talk about them, what it means as far as what Howie's doing. Look, Phillies are coming up soon, of course, 13 days to the start of the baseball season. We got a lot to do. We do some hockey and basketball, including the college hoops variety, with March Madness upon us. So all of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Elliot, how are you, pal?
What up? How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Yeah?
You should appreciate the small shoes you have to fill.
Well, I'm used to it.
And I don't mean
me.
Physically. Yeah. I don't mean physically.
It's a bold way to phrase it.
But I mean, and bold coming from you, Joe, to camera.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, actual shoe size-wise, inaccurate.
Although, Joe, I think me and you are in the same field of having normal size feet.
Like, tiny,
you know, a nice size 7.5, 8, like a normal foot, not this huge 10.
Little guy feet.
Is that normal?
Yeah. Who wants a double digit size foot?
Not me.
I'll tell you that much.
I'm just always struck by when someone fills in for John, it's so easy to elevate the show. By the way, phone lines for you at 215-592-9494 if you want to take a shot at John behind his back. I'm a big fan of that. Big fan of taking shots at people behind their back. So no John today. Now, all jokes aside, we got Elliot here, which is fun. We'll do a lot on the Eagles and the other teams. There's a lot going on right now in Philly sports as we broadcast from Borgata. You can join us on this fine Friday morning. All right, so Elliot, moves yesterday and more in than out, but not, you know, this wasn't T.O. and Javon Kearse coming in. This wasn't Saquon Barkley coming in. So we'll get to the specific moves from yesterday as we move forward, but what is your big picture of what is going on here? John and I, obviously, on a daily basis, are weighing in. But your chance to kind of expound a bit. What do you think Howie's doing?
Yeah, so I'm surprised by how the Eagles are handling this. But I like the way they're attacking this offseason. You know, I've been covering the team long enough that I can remember all the way back to 2018 when they came off winning the Super Bowl. And I didn't like what they did that offseason. You know, we'll go through some of the moves here in a second. But in 2018, they got old really quickly, and they were desperate in 2018 to get back to that Super Bowl after winning in 2017. And what you saw was an offseason of old veterans bringing back old guys, signing old players, and they got old and slow and bad.
I guess
quickly.
Darren Sproles would be an example.
Darren Sproles, they signed Michael Bennett. They brought Chris Long back. They signed Haloti Ngata. They signed Mike Wallace, who was 32. Jason Peters was back. I mean, they went all in on win-now veteran guys because they were desperate to get back to the Super Bowl. And when you make desperate decisions, you oftentimes make bad decisions. So in 2018, they were a bad team. This offseason,
well, they were an average team.
No, they won 9 games and had to fight their way into the playoffs.
Bad to me.
That's average. They made the playoffs.
Fine, average. Yeah. They had a 6-10.
All right, bad by Eagles standards.
Okay, put it this way. They were a disappointment.
That's fair.
Desperate, and they turned into a disappointment.
Yep, that's fair.
This offseason, I like that they're actually doing it and not just, you know, often I hear Howie say you can't be emotional. This offseason, I've seen him not do that. I think Darius Slay's an awesome guy, awesome player. He's gone, right? Like, they've gotten rid of some of the older players, and every free agent they're signing, 26, 26, 27. Adoree Jackson, who we'll talk about, is 29. He's on the older side of their free agency. He's still way younger than the guys they brought in 2018. I'm fine with a reset year. Get the books right. See which young players are here for the long haul. And if you win the Super Bowl because you're good enough to do it, great. I can't wait to go back to Broad Street. But if you don't, at least I feel like the health of this franchise is in a good place.
So a reset year.
A reset year. I'm not all in on the Super Bowl.
What does that mean as you perceive it?
A reset year to me is I'm
because the last time I heard that type of phrase, now it's not exactly the same phrase that was used prior to last Sixer season. Not this Sixer season, but last
Which
year.
Which like one, eight, Joe?
Well, yeah, like 18 months ago when they were cranking up a season, people referred to it as a pause year because that was prior to that was the year before they got Paul George, which obviously has been a disaster.
Right.
But the point was, that was we're letting Harden go. It's Joel and Maxey. We know we don't have the third guy. We're not all in. That would be another classic sports phrase. Are you all in? That year, people would say the Sixers weren't all in. From a big move standpoint, it was considered a pause year. That's not quite the same thing as
reset. I didn't know if we were allowed to bring up the S word, Sixers. I know on the morning show, you guys, but no, it's a good example. They've been desperate to try to win each year.
But
is
it the same thing? I mean,
because
obviously the Eagles have a lot more in-house than the Sixers did.
The Eagles, by who they are right now, they have arguably the best head coach in the NFL. They have arguably the best quarterback in the NFL. Like, they are going to be a team that competes for a Super Bowl. But what I like is they have the future in mind here, and they're not making desperate decisions to try to get back. Next year, you're going to see guys like Kelee Ringo, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Their defensive line is going to be young. Jalix Hunt is going to play. They're not going all in on veterans who can help them win next year, and their books, like the finances, are going to be in a better place to re-sign these guys because of it. So I'm fine with a reset year, no real expectations. Go in, see if the young guys can play. Hopefully you get back to the Super Bowl. But if you don't, you are set up to be a contender in 26, 27, and 28 instead of the real, mediocrity / disappointing football we saw the 3 years after 2017.
Well, look, there's a lot to react to there. I mean, 215-592-9494 to say the least. I'm struck by Elliot saying no real expectations. I don't like that. I was not of the mindset that this was going to be more about 26, 27, 28.
But that's a smart way to do it.
Well, maybe not. I mean, they had a team.
They can also win the Super Bowl this year.
Like, exactly. They absolutely
can. They still have probably the best roster in the league, certainly in the NFC.
100%.
Again, I'll give you maybe not on that. Look, here's the deal. Everyone, you can react to.
I said can, Joe. You think maybe not on can win the Super Bowl?
They can. Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494 on what you make of it. Elliot, before I even react to all of this, and there's a lot here, I just need one clarification because this is an important distinction.
Yes.
How much could Howie have realistically done differently? Meaning we knew and now know more about the fact that there are cap difficulties given how many good players are on this team, how they've gone after it in recent years and won a Super Bowl, got to two of the last three, tons of expensive players on offense. Like, realistically speaking, What could have Howie done differently this week?
I think with a different mindset, he could have brought back Darius Slay. He could have re-signed Josh Sweat, who's not old, but I think with the knee problems he's had.
So he could have fit them in.
He absolutely could have fit other guys in. Howie can do whatever he wants when it comes to bringing guys
he
in.
Can't
there is some
can't
level.
Do it all.
They don't actually print cash at the NovaCare, so there are those restrictions. But in terms of the cap space, he can absolutely do it. So he could have gone out and signed older veterans, kept Darius Slay, kept Josh Sweat. I don't think he was ever going to pay Milton Williams. But yeah, he could have been more aggressive in making the roster better for 2026. But instead, I like that he hasn't done that. And I like that he has gone out and committed to giving younger guys snaps than these older guys.
Well, look, I'm curious where everyone stands as we broadcast from Borgata today at 215-592-9494 on this reset year concept as far as, let's call it, going all in. Obviously, there's still a ton here. To James's point, could the Eagles win the Super Bowl? Yes. Is the challenge harder given what has happened this week? Obviously. I mean, they've lost a lot. The reset year, what do you make of it? And as Elliot is framing it, more about 26, 2027, and 2028, and 2025. Look, that was not my expectation last week. I'll be clear. What is your reaction to that? 215-592-9494. I mean, Elliot, my reaction is I can't say I love it. I mean, I appreciate as a sports fan who hopefully is not going to be on my deathbed in the next year, hopefully, that there's a long view here. I mean, I'm 46. I hope when I'm 48, 49, 50, 51, you know, the Eagles are still very competitive. And I of course, I have to have appreciation for that concept because those years are hopefully are going to count in my life, in all of our lives, except for the deathbed people.
Keep taking shots at Richie, you know.
Yeah. Right. You know, just as well as next season. But, you know, I can't say I entirely love it. I mean, I had a team ready-made to be at the top going into the season. I now don't know if they are. They've lost a lot. We already know the schedule is going to be harder. I mean, it's going to be really hellacious, to be honest. And it's a strange way of going about it. It's very, I mean, Devin, it's very unexpected that we would be hearing 1 month after the greatest Eagles performance in a championship round ever, like, I got Elliot telling me it's a reset year.
It certainly doesn't feel like they're building a roster to go for a Super Bowl run again. It feels like a rebuild roster in a way.
No, but it's not rebuild.
They have
That's
the best roster in the NFL.
They have the best roster in the NFL.
I don't know. Would
you admit that they at least, at the worst, have a top five roster?
Of course.
So what are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about
a reset year for the salary cap, but they're still like a Super Bowl.
But we're talking about trading away or releasing veteran players who are established for younger talent who you don't know if they're going to pan out. Yeah, they have a ton of draft picks. I was going to say, I don't think Howie's done. He asked us to be patient when he spoke at the Combine. They have 19, going to be 20 if Mekhi Becton moves on. They have so many draft picks and capital to use. I could see Howie trading up in the draft.
But what James is saying is why I like what they're doing so much. The core of their roster is going to be a top five roster in the NFL. I think closer to one than five. We could debate that.
I agree.
That's why when it comes to the fringe roster, and really what they're losing are fringe players, I would rather go with young guys.
Milton
that
Williams
we'll see.
Is not a fringe player.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ray.
Milton Williams is.
I totally agree.
Josh Sweat.
I agree.
Agreed. They're not super fringe players. My point is
neither one was a top 10 player on this roster.
But
neither of
them fringe players.
No, not fringe, but they're not top 10.
All right. Go ahead, Elliot.
They're not core players is my point. That's how I feel about them. Josh Sweat's closer to a core player than Milton Williams.
And Darius Slay.
But regardless, the point I'm making is I am fine with filling in the holes with younger players because the roster itself is already so good. And where you make mistakes that set the franchise up for long-term struggles, which we saw in 2017 is when you go all in desperately to get back.
All right, let me ask this question. Rhea, you and I are the two oldest here. And
thank
so
you
we have actually lived through the most that hasn't worked out. And obviously we know it's been 50 years since a team has repeated in Philadelphia sports. Now, do the Eagles have a chance? Of course they have a chance. But there is something to be said, Rhea, for grabbing the frickin' repeat thing by the neck while you can in every way possible and saying, damn it, I'm going for it again because I got the best team and I want to keep it that way. What is your reaction to what Elliot's saying here?
So I don't know if reset year is acceptable with this offense because there's too much talent, too much money invested to consider a reset. But I was talking to James and I said, you know, if I'm going to look at it, because I had begun to think 2026 is more the focus. So, you know, but the offense, so say they're really good next year, but they lose in like the divisional round.
Okay. Sure, yeah. By the way, entirely possible.
Entirely possible. Yeah. And then
that's the kind of thing that happens to most Super Bowl teams after the next year.
Yeah, they struggle.
Normally they make the playoffs, but don't go as far. That's the typical.
But then they come back, they get their cash things back, and say they go for it and they win again in 2026. Still one of the youngest teams in the NFL. So you look at an organization that was in the Super Bowl in 2017, 2021, 2024, go back in 26. Is that considered a dynasty? If you've been there four times, the Patriots won three.
That's kind of 49ers-esque from the 80s. Yes. The thing is, it depends on whether you win that next one. I mean, the reality is the 49ers won four, spread out over, I believe it was nine seasons.
Exactly.
no one really considers Washington in the 80s a dynasty, but they won three
yeah.
spread out over about maybe eight seasons.
See, I think a dynasty is more about like who won it as opposed to the team. So I think it's tough when it was a different head coach and quarterback in 2017.
It's a little complicated.
To include that. But you're right, it would be an outstanding run.
I got it.
Yeah.
Well, look, I want to ask everyone listening right now, what do you make of what Elliott's saying? He's saying reset year. There's some debate whether it even is a reset year. Obviously, there's debate on how much realistically Howie could have done if he wanted to do more. Because we talked to Joe Banner yesterday. He was very clear.
Awesome interview, by the way.
Oh, well, thanks. It was fun. Yeah. We'll play some of the audio of that through the show. He said some really interesting things. And one of his main themes was the Eagles, you know, were a bit handcuffed this year. No one's fault. But, you know, this offseason is just more challenging based on cap realities of who's here and how much they're already paying many great players. Look, we'll take your phone calls. What is your reaction to what Elliott's saying, and do you like the approach by Howie, or does it kind of, you know, put you off a little bit? No one's angry at Howie. How can you be? Guy just won a Super Bowl for the Eagles for the second time.
I think that's where everybody is mistaking what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're just disappointed, but you're not like,
well,
you know,
yeah, but I also, but more than that, I wonder if this is the right strategy. That's, you know, that's one thing I do wonder.